Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Will your high school be forced to put boys and girls in a hotel room together overnight? What about sharing a locker room? And what about putting a 6'5", 220-pound guy on the girls' basketball team? They may have to if the Montana High School Association gets its way. The Montana High School Association, which governs high school sports, dropped a bombshell in the month of December that caught people all over Montana by surprise. With no public fanfare, they're quietly trying to impose a new policy allowing, get this, any individual whose gender identity does not match the sex assigned to him or her at birth to participate in the team sports of whatever gender with which they identify. Clear as mud? In simple terms, boys who think they're girls would be treated as girls and be allowed to compete on the girls' high school sports teams. Can you imagine the logistical nightmares? If you have a biological boy who decides to play on the girls' basketball team, where's he going to sleep when the team's traveling? Will he share a hotel room with another girl? Or three? Of course, the team might try to put the individual in his own hotel room, but how many schools have the financial resources to pay for a single hotel room for every team member who wants one? What's worse, it's a catch-22 for the schools. If they put the boy in with the girls in a hotel room, one of the girls' parents might sue. If they put the boy in a single room by himself, he might sue because he's being singled out for different treatment. It doesn't matter whether the schools win or lose these lawsuits, the legal bills could be higher than Mount Everest. How many Montana schools can afford to spend $100,000 extra dollars that wasn't in the budget defending lawsuits? On a much more minor note, but one that will matter to the student athletes, how will they keep state records? The male body sprints faster than the female body, it throws further, and it lifts more. So when the MHSA needs to keep a list of record holders in the 100-meter dash, who will they give it to? The athlete with the male body who ran it in just over 10 seconds, or the athlete with the female body who came in slightly behind? And as much as high school students care about things like breaking the state record, there are far more serious implications involved. Membership in the MHSA is not limited to public schools. That's right, private schools will be subject to this rule as well. How is a Catholic high school to choose? They can join the MHSA and have boys and girls showering together and sleeping in the same hotel rooms in violation of everything they teach, or they can stay out of MHSA and thus deny their students the opportunity to compete with their peers statewide. Must the choice to attend a Christian school deny a student the chance to ever hold a state record? In our opinion, the Montana High School Association has not thought through the full implications of this policy. It's a politically correct knee-jerk reaction, and it's an unreasonable burden on small schools with no legal budget. Please join me in praying that the Montana High School Association delays this policy long enough to think of all the contingencies that might arise. Then call the Montana High School Association and your local school board and tell them this is a terrible idea. The decision whether or not to move forward will be made at MHSA's next meeting on January 19th in Kalispell. We have until then to make our voices heard. On a final note, the 2015 legislative session starts today, so these broadcasts will switch to a daily format. We look forward to providing you with vital information so that you can be involved in the laws that will affect you and your family. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.